Benny Napoleon was a giant in our community, a long career at the Detroit Police Department, working his way up to police chief. Then he was the Wayne County Sheriff for several years. And then that we lost Benny in 2020 due to complications due to COVID-19. When he passed, Mike Duggan called Napoleon one of our city's greatest public servants. Today at Fox Hills Golf Club in Plymouth, more than 500 golfers will tee it up in the Wayne County Sheriff's annual golf outing, which is now called the Benny Napoleon Memorial Golf Classic. So he might have been a wonderful public servant, but he was also a wonderful brother. Hilton Napoleon joins us now. Good morning, Hilton.
Good morning.
So the Benny Napoleon Memorial Golf Classic, I mean, that's an honor in and of itself, but money is being raised for a really good cause. Talk about that.
Well, Benny has always been into public service and helping those who are in need. And basically, this fund is for our seniors in Wayne County and also the youth in Wayne County for educational purposes. Benny has always been had a soft spot in his heart for seniors and our youth. And that is what this money is being used for scholarships, you know, and for seniors.
Hilton, it's like over 500 golfers participating. I mean, what do you think it is about your brother's legacy that continues to draw such strong support from the community?
Yeah, you need two golf courses.
Well, that's been like that ever since it's been, you know, they've had the outing. It's been like this every single time. Benny has was out in the community, and you know, he has a different type. He has a type of personality that draws people to him because he was a, you know, really a very good person and a brother. And a lot of people respect Benny, and also everybody recognizes the work that he has done through the community, not only through the Detroit Police Department, but also as the Wayne County Sheriff.
You and your brother have both, I think, done a great job at, when you were in law enforcement, of connecting with people in the street on a personal level. And that's something that we have seen now really broadened in terms of an anti-gun strategy here in Detroit. And it's been highly successful. Just talk to me about the change in approach in law enforcement that it, to some degree, is your legacy and your brother's.
Well, one of the things about it is both me and Benny know that, you know, the greatest ally that we have is the community. And it is important that we stay closely in touch with all of the, you know, community groups so that we can, you know, make the city safe. Most of the crimes that are solved are solved by citizens,
right?
Believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have always believed that you must, you know, treat our citizens with the utmost respect and also make sure that the people who work for us do the same thing, because it's extremely important that we do have the support of the community, because if you don't, then you're not going to have much of a community.
And, you know, Jamie, Benny also was known for being like that warm and caring and genuine person. And so he was very tight with the community, which, you know, helped him whenever he asked. You know, how do you think these qualities influenced his work and the projects that he was really passionate about, like this golf tournament?
Well, a lot of it comes to, you know, our mother and our father. My father was a minister a pastor for 45 years, and he's always, you know, instilled in values that, you know, we must love and respect everybody, and that we have to make sure that, you know, instead of, you know, you have to do and help and serve others. And so this has been instilled in our entire family. We have a fairly big family. I have five sisters, and then it was me and Benny. And so this was instilled within us, and it's something that, that, you know, that we all must do to make things better.
Hilton, it's been 4 years almost since you lost your brother. What do you think he would say about the state of this golf outing and the state of things in Wayne County right now?
Well, you know, there's a lot of good things, you know, that are happening. And, you know, by him, you know, having a, you know, a love for golf, he would be excited to see the continued support of this, you know, of the people and the businesses that have been supporting this golf outing. He would be very happy to see that even after he has passed away, that there are people here that are still, you know, supporting his cause.
And just briefly, 30 seconds, Sheriff Washington has been a nice person to take over there.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's worked for Benny for a while, and a lot of the things that Benny did, he's trying to keep the good things that he's done, you know, in place. Not saying that he's mirroring, because he's done some other things, you know, on his own, but it's good to see that his legacy is continuing to be recognized.
Well, Hilton Napoleon, thank you for your time this morning. The Fox Hills Golf Club today will be hopping with 500 golfers in memoriam of Benny Napoleon, and for a really great cause. Thank you again.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Next on JR Morning, the news headlines of the day, especially that huge decision in the Supreme Court when it comes to mifepristone. Stick with us.